It is just about 13 minutes after 9 a.m. on our Tuesday morning. And this morning we have Sergeant Rob Gable from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. Welcome back. It's been a while since you've been here.
Good morning. Yeah, I've missed you too.
We do. And we always have a good chat when you're here, full of lots of knowledge. And so we're going to share a little knowledge today.
I'll try not to disappoint, I guess. It
was, right? Like I'm laying it big for you now. So first off, you know, we talk a lot about the 100 deadliest days of summer, Memorial Day through Labor Day. We've wrapped up Labor Day at the beginning of September. It's hard to believe we're halfway through September now. Like, we're fall leaving it, changing colors and stuff. And so the official numbers are out on how we did.
The unofficial numbers are out.
Sure. Unofficial. Yeah, they got numbers.
Yeah, I can give you some unofficials because sometimes crashes take a while to investigate. So even middle of September, being that the 100 deadliest days of summer ended just a couple days into September. So it could be that there's still some crash reports out there, but they're probably not going to change the overall statistics.
So I hear we did a little better this year.
We did do a little bit better in overall crashes. Overall crashes were down about 0.25%. So hooray.
Yay. Hey, any bit of a down is a positive thing to look at. We look for the positives.
Yeah. Well, the greater positive is that our fatal crashes we're down 39 or 11% reduction.
That's
over
fantastic.
The 100 days. Yeah, so that's the bigger stat.
Woohoo!
So overall crashes down, but especially fatal crashes, injury crashes, serious injury crashes, including anything that could have turned into a fatal crash, but then also minor and possible injury crashes. All of those were down. So yes, down across the board, except property damage crashes were slightly up. But
so that's people whacking mailboxes.
It's stuff like that. Yeah, deer crashes. All of the
deer. Yeah, I forgot about them.
Yeah, all the property damage crashes. Yeah, so those were slightly up. But statistics wise, when we look at crashes. Impaired driving crashes were down. Unbelted related crashes were down.
People are wearing their seatbelts.
More people. That's what it looks like. People were choosing to do the things that, you know, back months ago when we talked about the 100 deadliest days of summer are coming. So here's how to protect yourself during that time. Buckle up, drive sober, put distractions down, all of that kind of stuff. All of those types of crashes, the ones we specifically mentioned, statistics went down in every category.
They're listening. They're really listening.
Yay. I think it's
I don't think half the audience gets that reference.
Maybe.
These youngsters. But that's good, though, that people are taking that, slowing down a little, wearing the seatbelt, you know, doing these things we talk about every week.
Mm-hmm, right.
So that's good. Let's keep it up.
That's great. Yeah, let's keep trending that way.
I think we're still down for the year on accidents or fatal accidents.
We certainly are. Yeah.
Which is also good news. So we got to keep we've got October, November, December. We got 3 months. Yes, I had to count because yes, I used my fingers. We just work with it here. It's early and it's a math thing. So that's. We're in the right direction. Let's keep it rolling.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, statewide fatalities were down 94 year to date over the average. So that's again 11% reduction for the year as well. So not only down 11% in fatalities for the 100 deadliest days, but trending that way for the whole year as well.
Now my curious mind wants to know how the 100 deadliest days stats compared to your stats when you get through the both of them. Sorry, I go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Curious minds wander. I'll give Lieutenant Perrin a mission to find me numbers.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. How is this going to work in the end? That's
So one of the other things that I had mentioned about talking about is is funeral processions. Mm. You know, thankfully we're having less fatal accidents, but when you have these funeral processions along the highway, one of the things that really made me think of it was when we had the procession for Lieutenant Hott, when we were, you know, when he was having his remains being escorted back into Holmes County to take them to the funeral home. There were lots of police cars, flashing lights, and people were just flying by in the other direction. Even if cars did pull over, they were causing, you know, making a dangerous situation for somebody who's listening to the flashy lights. So if there's flashing lights for a funeral procession, does that count as flashing lights, slow down, move over? How does that work?
So it matters on the lights. So not all lights are the same. So if they're red or blue or red and blue lights, those are police and fire lights. And the law does require that you bring your vehicle to a stop on the right side of the road. So give way to that public safety vehicle. If they're strictly flashing yellow lights, then you need to use caution when passing anything like that. So if they're only yellow lights, or if they're part of the funeral procession, so as the red and blues go by, you should be pulling over and stopping. As those emergency vehicles leave the area and now there's a line of cars following behind them, the law doesn't say that you're required to stay stopped in that position. So you can proceed in the opposite direction with caution, but you're not permitted to break that procession. So if your intention is to follow in the opposite direction of a procession, but you need to eventually turn left, you need to wait until that entire procession goes by before you make your left turn. You can't break that chain of cars that are part of a funeral procession.
It's like Fleetwood Mac says, never break the chain.
It's exactly like that. Yes, never break the chain. Yeah. I'm not sure that they're using that, but yeah, it's...
My brain is everywhere today, but that also can, they can go through stoplights, stop signs, funeral processions. Got to stay together.
If the lead vehicle goes through an intersection, then the entire chain following it also can go through that intersection without stopping. But those vehicles are required to have their headlights on and a procession flag, which is usually a purple and white or orange and white flag on the vehicle.
Oh, they have orange and white ones? I've only ever seen purple and white.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes.
So it's all about safety. You know, you have potentially slower moving vehicles. You have, you know, police escorts. There's obviously a reason. So, you know, be watching. You know, the ODOT has reported a ton of their vehicles being hit because people aren't paying attention while they're like green and yellow lights. It's still paying attention to your flashing lights and what's going on around you. It's important.
Right. Just in general, and, you know, aside from the letter of the law, that message of safety, if you see flashing lights of any kind, take your foot off the gas, put it over the brake, be prepared to stop if you need to, and be prepared to steer if you need to. So, you know, put that distraction away and pay attention to what's in front of you, what may be on the side of the road or in the road, and be prepared to react to that, especially if you have traffic in front of you, because their reaction may not be the same as what you intend to do. And now there's an emergency in front of you and you're trying to figure out which way to go at highway speeds. So take your foot out of the gas, slow down a little bit, pay attention to what you may need to do, and then be prepared to react to what others do in response to the lights as well.
And our stats from the 100 Deadliest Days of Summer show that you can do that. We know how to do that.
Yes.
We are capable of doing that.
We can be successful at this. Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's aim for bringing those numbers down even further these last 3 months.
Absolutely. Yeah, if we're trending down, let's keep it going that way. And not just for the stats, for all of the people that don't want that knock at the door in the middle of the night, letting them know that somebody's not coming home, which is well beyond statistics. We never want to be the bearer of bad news and bring the news of tragedy or catastrophe to somebody's home.
Statistics are what we see.
Right.
You don't see the grief and the sadness, what the family goes through, what you guys go through giving that news. It never gets easier.
It never gets easier.
And so let's make it to where you don't have to do it.
That's right. Let's please do that.
All right. Anything else that we need to share that's coming up that's important?
You know, school buses are out there again.
Flashing
lights.
It
seems like every fall we go through this, and we're getting reports from school bus drivers about people still driving around the flashing yellow lights. So, you know, when the yellow lights come on, be prepared to stop. Don't treat it like an intersection where you see the yellow lights and stomp on the gas, which is definitely the wrong thing to do. Yellow lights on a school bus also should not mean stomp on the gas so that you can get by the bus. It means slow down because the bus is about to stop. You need to be prepared to stop as well. So please do that. Keep the kids safe. Keep the drivers safe. And let's not have a catastrophe that we keep talking about.
Kids are unpredictable.
Right.
Like, you can be the predictive part of an unpredictable situation.
Yes, that's a very, very good way to put that.
I just came up with that. Boom. We're on a roll today.
Make the t-shirts.
I have so many slogans that nobody's picking up. I've forgotten half of them. But no, it is. And if you are traveling on your daily route, you know where the bus stops are. You know when they stop. So be prepared. Give yourself plenty of time.
Yes. Yes.
Ta-da.
There
it is. Easy.
Yeah. And we mentioned it slightly earlier about that 100 deadliest days, deer crashes. Tis the season.
I saw one this morning.
Deer are moving, chasing each other around. So just
it's about that time.
Yeah, yeah. Be watching out for
love's in the air.
Yeah. Yes. I wasn't gonna go there, but yes, that.
Yeah. So yeah, I saw a doe this morning looking at right by the road. Like, oh hey, whoa, there's vehicles. Oh hey, yes, you stay there.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so they're definitely moving all times of the day and night. So just pay extra attention. Again, put down distractions. Keep your eyes up, and not only on the road, but the sides of the road. Watch for large animals just waiting to come across the road, or others in hot pursuit of those.
That's one way to put it.
That's right, right?
All right. Well, also, seat belts. Don't drink and drive. Keep up the good habits that we picked up during the deadliest days of summer.
And don't overdrive your abilities.
Ooh, very nice. Yeah, good to bring that one up.
Yeah.
Very many people try to overdrive their abilities.
Right, right. So, yeah, just, you know.
Good decisions.
Pay attention to the road and make good choices.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
For joining with us. That is Sergeant Rob Gable from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. And we'll be back with more here on WKLM.